we move on to the pension work plan, pension board work plan.
So this is something I want to start bringing back to each board meeting to enable and to work to the board having more input into the agenda setting for their meetings. The paper J1 sets out what we set out at the beginning of the year as what we thought, what my thoughts were in terms of what business needed to be attended to at what part in the year. And this is really the ensuring that all the business gets done at the right time. But obviously it does need to be more flexible if there are key issues that are being presented by the board as wanting to be have greater update into it. So if we look at, I think it's page 3 or 4, so J3, okay, when we're looking at the November board meeting, the key items that I've got in there, you'll notice I've crossed through the annual review of the admin strategy and the annual review of the comms policy. The comms policy, in looking at it, is actually a review every 3 years,
so
it doesn't need an annual review.
No.
But what we do need at some point is to build in a communications plan workshop. And the administration strategy is simply because I don't think we've got time on the next agenda to do that justice.
Yeah.
So I've built in an annual review of the complaints and the annual review of the breaches policy, and as part of that we'll look in more detail about what the breaches, what the policies need to contain, what the processes need to contain, and how we communicate that out and make sure everybody's aware of that. We'll do a quick a formal reporting on annual benefit statements, pension savings statements. I don't think we need to do auto-enrolment because we've now completed that, but that might be feedback from the governance, from the survey.
Okay.
I've added in valuation update. Oh yeah, I can't spell update, sorry.
I think I prefer your spelling.
A review of the terms of reference and the access governance processes. That is something that may go on hold depending on how the access process itself works. Maybe that's deferred until the subsequent board meeting, depending on how the access meetings itself goes. I've also noted for myself TPR scheme return, which we've just spoken about. And then on terms of the standard items on the right-hand column, KPIs, we should have the results of the SIP for admin benchmarking at that point.
That's what I was going to ask about, actually. Yeah.
The risk policy and the risk register, I've built that, I've put that in. Breaches and complaints will follow in from the breaches and complaints review policies. Employer compliance, governance action plan, and something about training needs analysis. Again, that's a busy agenda. We've then got a board meeting in January.
Yes.
And then there is another board meeting currently scheduled in April.
Okay.
I am also looking at a generic pension business work plan, which will look at what the business, what pension needs, what needs to be done in the pensions world in terms of a standard 4-year work plan, which then will feed into the timing of meetings and what things need to come to which board meetings at what time. But what I want to do is enable, what my intention would be is that the board members have sight of this and are able to say, actually, I want to look at, or could we look at, something else in one of these meetings.
Yeah.
I can't promise that it will be in the next available meeting, because as you can see, the November one, we're only just coming out of the September one, but the November one is already looking very full. There may be some room in the January one, but there again, important things that we need to do in terms of the budget for the subsequent year, the governance policy. We should be in the process of the funding and investment strategy statements from the valuation, etc., etc. So if there are things that members want to put onto the work plan,
Okay.
This, to an extent, is the opportunity where we can build them into the current schedule.
Yeah.
And then on J2, what I've included, as the board is constituted at the moment, we need to, it's a public meeting, so it needs to comply with publication deadlines. So the papers are issued 5
clear working days
before the meeting.
Before the meeting,
so I've
yeah.
set an extra day in there to get them out and ready to be published. And then, so it then sort of says we finalise the agenda almost a month and a half before the papers are, to give the work that needs to go into those agenda papers time to be
right.
done in terms of commissioning reports and writing reports and analysing data. So that's the publication timetable we have at the moment. So for the 19th of November meeting, the agenda will need to be agreed, I would suggest, by the 8th of October, to give time for the necessary information to be developed, to be published in time for the meeting.
So based on what we just discussed there, in effect,
yeah.
unless there's any changes.
I mean, obviously, it is a long time.
It is quite a way
but
in
there
advance,
is
isn't it?
A lot of work that goes into preparing these papers. It may, there's, you know, there is, there just is.
Can a draft agenda be agreed at that time with the opportunity to perhaps put something else in closer to the meeting, provided it's not going to cause a whole lot of work?
Because
some things might just be discussion points that we want to include, that there isn't necessarily a lot of work to it. I think that's probably mostly what we want to include at last minute.
So if we go for the draft agenda finalised on the bolded date that I've got there, so the 8th of October, and then I would suggest... that gives 2 and a bit weeks for... Well, it doesn't. It gives a week, basically, before the papers are published.
Okay.
So if we said the last callover date that is noted on here is the date when the final agenda is agreed.
Yeah.
So again, that gives a couple of weeks. It's like almost 3 weeks in between the draft agenda being finalised and the papers effectively being finalised.
At that late date, it would probably just be verbal updates or discussion on something.
Yeah. Because I think the issue that we've got to bear in mind, whilst we are operating the way that we are currently operating, as a public meeting with published papers, to give members of the public who may be interested in attending the opportunity to understand what is being said, we cannot discuss anything at this meeting that hasn't been included in the published papers. So even if it is to discuss something, we can put that on the agenda so at least members members of the public and the rest of the council are aware that this will be discussed, and if they've got an interest in it, they can look to see what's happening.
Yeah.
So if you're happy with that, then that's the process. So
I think that sounds a good way of doing it.
In the meantime, if you're if you want to look at this paper, and it only does at the moment go up to the end of this council year.
Yeah.
Although it has got the first meeting of the subsequent year in there.
Okay.
If there are items that you want to put on the forward plan,
okay.
to an extent, there's nothing to stop us taking things off and putting things on in between the meetings, provided that we've got this timetable that we're adhering to in terms of the publication and the finalisation of the agendas.
And that we've covered everything.
And that you've covered everything that you want to provide.
Can I put a couple of requests in now?
Yeah.
On the investment strategy statement, I would like a concentrated effort on responsible investment, because it's very, very worrying.
We are having a didn't mean to cut you off there, Barbara, but it is in there. We are having a couple of workshops between now, effectively, and the finalisation of those strategies. The first one of which is starting on the 15th of November.
Okay.
In the afternoon. So at the committee meeting in the morning, we will be looking at the process and the scope of the review for our investment strategy. And then in the afternoon, we'll be looking at more detail about investment classes and including RI, ESG considerations and climate change and various other bits and pieces as to how we can build that into our strategic asset allocation.
Okay.
So there will be some work on that in that area.
Okay. Connected to that, we did talk about a survey, because Unison did a survey of members of the pension scheme members. And I think you said that we could do a survey. I talked to the communications people and they emailed back with a whole list of hoops that we have to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't a corporate communication, it's a communication from the fund.
Yeah.
Can the fund do, outside of the council, do a survey of the members?
I think there needs to be consideration of the purpose of the survey and what we're aiming to achieve out of it.
Yeah.
We also are we need to use the resources that we have available to us in terms of the corporate comms team. If it's built into their work plan, then we can do it. It's not a problem. Or we have to assess the value for money of going outside of the organisation to do it and get that result. So it's something that it's absolutely nothing to stop us doing it, but it needs to be considered and we need to work out why, what we're trying to get out of it.
It's basically focused around members' views on responsible investments,
which needs
to be done before we start discussing, because it's decisions are being made on how our pension fund is being invested without any reference to who owns the fund. Decisions are being made for the members, and we've got no idea how the members feel. And
I think the survey
that was done by Unison, actually, I'll put together, it's only about 15 questions, I'll send it around, and it's actually quite enlightening, because the questions about how it should be invested in various different ways. It's so coming down so much on responsible investment, and it's more important. Responsible investment is more important than returns and things like that. And I think that's feedback that
but
the committee needs to
absolutely.
Set the
strategy. If you could send me an example of the questions that you want to ask. I mean, I think the difficulty that we've got to be aware of is we can't create unrealistic expectations, because we don't necessarily want to, so forgive me if this comes out wrong, it's the kind of responding that will be. If the direction from the members is we want to disinvest from a specific category, the committee can consider that, but they've also got to look at that in terms of also the overall impact on returns and therefore then the impact on potential future contribution rates from employers. So there are other things that need to. We can't just and there's a lot of things in terms of RI and social investment that it's not necessary. Divesting isn't necessarily the way to enhance to achieve that objective. So we do need to look at that, and we will be looking.
I'm not saying to do this to follow what members say, but at the moment decisions are being made without any real knowledge of what members think.
Okay.
And I think it's something that should be considered. I mean, it might. Obviously the committee still has to invest so that the fund is secure financially. But, I think they need to consider members' views
of how
it should be.
Okay, so if you could circulate, if you could send me or send round a copy of the survey, then we'll have a look at that and see what we can do.
Any other things though?
The other is at some stage, I'd like to work in the work plan review of ABCs and perhaps some training on what ABCs are and how they, you know, how they work, how they benefit the member, and ABCs as opposed to extra investment in the pension fund rather than ABCs. Because I know a bit about it, but not.
Just to update you, that we did do a number of sessions last year, was it?
For the members.
With Prudential, we did about 9 sessions for people to come, and even one-to-one sessions with the chap that ran the presentations. I am in the process of looking at shared cost ABCs through procurement, which is a salary sacrifice scheme, which means it's cheaper for members to invest because they get their NI and tax back, and it's also a profitable for the employer as well. Which we, when once we've got that agreed, I will then be doing some sessions with ABC Wise, who will come and do some promotion for ABCs. So yes, there is something planned.
So what we can do is we can ask, try and fit in a development session for committee and board members around ABCs when those people are in, when we've got the next round of briefings for members.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so then I think moving on to